This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Kyle O'Dell is our guest today, OWRS Firm. You can check out their website at exactly that address, owrsfirm.com. And Kyle is our financial planner and always offers a free consultation for our listeners here at Haystack Help Radio. And you can do that by calling him at 303-780-7350. Kyle, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Scott.
Have a good weekend.
Had a very good weekend. Good. Had a lot of family in town, and it was good. Actually went and saw the Book of Mormon.
Oh, really? Okay.
And if you don't know anything about it, it's entertaining.
It's entertaining.
I had no idea. Friday I asked my wife, I said, what is this show about? You know, is it about Brigham Young? And I had no idea. And she said, no, it was actually written by the two guys that wrote South Park. And
boy, that's hard to connect.
Yeah. And she said it's basically like a South Park episode. And, you know, it's very entertaining and stuff. And it definitely pushes some boundaries. It will shock you, but very good show.
Cool.
Excellent cast. And it's worth seeing.
Well, good.
So, yeah, that was my entertainment on Saturday.
Well, good. Yeah. Well, we do hope everyone had a great Independence Day, 4th of July. Kyle and I were talking before the show, and I know John Rush has even talked about on Rush to Reason. It'd be great to have that on a Friday all the time. Just call it Independence Day. That's what we've all said.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and give us a long weekend.
Give us a long weekend. Yep. But it was a nice break during the week. I just didn't know what day it was all week.
Nope. Yeah. I know. Wednesday felt like Saturday, and it was just, it was weird.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle is with us, and Kyle, as we always talk about, is a managing partner with OWRS. That's Odell Winkfield, Roseman and Ship. And also on Channel 9, you can catch him there on Sunday mornings, and our financial expert. So what are we going to talk about today here?
Well, you know, preparing for retirement, you know, it really is similar to a marathon in that, you know, it's, you know, as that finish line approaches, you know, we've got to get ready for retirement. There's so many things to consider, especially, you know, all the different insurances. So I thought, you know, we could spend a few moments today, maybe on our first segment, talking about the different types of insurance that are out there and go through and talk a little bit about Medicare and maybe some ways to save on car insurance that people haven't thought of that I didn't even know about till I started doing a little research in this area. And then we'll spend some time today talking about how to manage risk on your portfolios. We'll spend some time on that. But, you know, on the insurance side, you know, one of the things that, you know, we're always looking for ways to save money and maybe do things better. But, you know, on this car insurance side, I think it's a good place to start for us.
And, you know, we have our broker, GIA, Group Insurance Analyst, and I'll say this. There are certain things about your policy. Most of us really don't read them, first of all.
None of us read them.
And if I ask you, Kyle, do you have full coverage? Most people say, yeah.
Yes.
Because that's what our agent told us.
Right.
But we don't know our policy.
We don't know.
So I would highly recommend getting your policy out, even giving GIA a call. They do a free complimentary analysis of your current policies to make sure you have the insurance that you need. And some people sometimes are overpaying, and sometimes they don't have the coverage they think they have.
Right.
And so, boy, that's an
you don't want to find that out when it's too late.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yep. So the best part of retiring may be that long commute to work.
That we eliminate that.
Yep.
That absolutely would be fantastic, right? So, you know, when we're going through this, you know, not only do you not have to put all those miles on the car and sit in traffic any longer, but, you know, you could be saving some money. And, you know, I recently read that driving fewer, you know, those fewer miles, that the rates could, you know, decrease there. So that could be an area where you talk to your auto insurance guy and say, look, I'm not spending, you know, I'm not putting 15,000 miles on my car anymore. I'm doing $4,000 or 4,000 miles per year. So one of the things I thought was interesting is that you could take a defensive driving course. And apparently most states require car insurers to give discount rates. for those that are age 55 and older who have completed those courses.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think that at least maybe this is my personal opinion, but half the people that are in the far left lane.
we need to sign them up.
They need to sign up. I will call in. I will get you signed up personally today. I will get the, I will take the time to get that done. So, you know, one of the places you can go to get signed up for one of those defensive courses, you can go to AARP, you can go to AAA. They offer those courses. And you don't even have to leave your house. They actually offer those courses online.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it could be something simple and easy that you do at home, and that could possibly decrease those car insurance rates, which, heck, if you've got a few minutes, you're sitting around one afternoon, why not hop online and see if you can do that?
And I'm telling you, again, our broker, group insurance analyst, we do shows with him every other Thursday, and, boy, the rates on auto insurance are just going through the roof. I mean, they're really going up. I mean, you look at all the hail damage we've had, all the different things. You look at the car accidents and then the attorneys and settlements and all. I mean, they just keep going through the roof.
Yep.
So anyway, we can reduce that. Well,
let's do it.
Every nickel counts.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. You know, another area here that, that we can talk about just briefly is on Medicare. And, you know, and this is an area I know enough about just dealing with our clients, you know, to be dangerous. We do have a Medicare expert in our office, you know, that if we really need to get into details with clients, you know, we can certainly get into that. But, you know, I know a lot of clients reach out to us and say, you know, when we start having those conversations when they're in their 60s, you know, they have a lot of questions just on the basics of when do I need to sign up and how and all that. So I thought that, you know, it, you do, you know, if we talk about this just for a moment, that, of course, you do have to sign up. You have to do that at 65. You have a 7-month window that starts 3 months before your 65th birthday. So let me repeat that. 3 months before you turn 65, you have a window that opens up. It's a 7-month window where you need to sign up for Medicare. And it's important to stay on top of that enrollment period because you could pay higher prices for Medicare and some penalties, which we were talking about before the show, if you don't sign up.
Right. And from my understanding from a few of my friends that have hit that golden age there, they said about 6 to 8 months before their 65th birthday, they got inundated with mail about Medicare and all that stuff. So they need to call your office to talk to your guy, I'm telling you, just to get that initial instruction, because you can make some mistakes there that are going to be very, very costly.
Right.
And you can't just call some call center and, you know, you never know who you're going to get and if they're going to be there the next week and all that kind of stuff. So I'd rather stick with somebody in your office.
Yep. Somebody in our office, or, you know, I know you have an expert that you work with, an insurance company. So, yeah, there are plenty of people out there as a resource. And so you can go to www.medicare.gov, and that's a great resource also to help guide you through that process a little bit.
Right. And, again, Kyle's off. One thing about your, you know, office that I think is really, really good for everyone is, again, you can handle everything pretty much with the experts you have in your office. And
that's right.
And so, that, I think that's a great thing.
Yep. Whether it's Social Security, whether it's figuring out how to save for kids' college, retirement, you know, whatever that may be, you know, talking to a family about, you know, the different types of mortgages and reverse mortgages and should you have one and what kind of, you know, terms should you get. Those are all things that we handle in our office, you know, so that we can be that kind of A to Z resource on the financial side.
Right. Another part of this, too, and again, we talk about it on another show with our insurance folks, is long-term care. Now, most of us don't think about that until we need some care, and we've already been here for a long term.
So
getting that, it may be in your 30s or 40s, is going to be a lot less expensive than in your 65 and 70, right?
Absolutely. You know, and for retirees that have been polled, there are several polls that, you know, we looked at, and, you know, for retirees, it came in number two as their largest concern heading into retirement, those healthcare costs. And, you know, all the, when we look at those long-term care costs that you have, all the things that it comes down to, such as, you know, eventually in the long run, eating and bathing and being able to drive to the store and get groceries. I mean, I look at, you know, my grandparents here for the last, you know, they have always said that they refuse to go into a nursing home. And, you know, so my grandfather, you know, he has done his best over the last year to really take care of my grandmother, who her health declined and she was bedridden, and he did his best to really try and take care of her and so forth. But it gets to the point also where the longer you live, you know, he's 89 years old. And so for him to be able to take care of her and take care of him, and when she needs constant supervision, just for him to get out of you think of something so simple that we take for granted, just to get out of the house and go to the grocery store.
Sure.
Right? There are windows during the week where basically every Saturday they would have hospice come by and take care of my grandmother for a couple hours. And that was his time to get out of the house and just go to the grocery store. You know, something as simple as that. You think about all the things that we do on a daily basis that, if you know, when all these different things kick in like that, your life certainly changes. And to have some sort of program in place to help take care of one, you know, you or your spouse, it's a big deal. And so, you know, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said that 70% of 65-year-olds will use long-term care, 7 out of 10 people, at some point in their life. And one of the biggest misconceptions out there is that Medicare covers that, and it doesn't.
Right.
So it's a completely separate area. You know, what is covered, you know, down the road is Medicaid. Medicaid will come in and cover some of those costs and so forth, but Medicaid is a completely different area, and they require that you spend down your assets down to $1,000 before that kicks in, and none of us want to do that.
And that takes some planning with all of that, because you can't just, you know, the week before you want to go into a facility of some sort, you can't just start giving stuff to relatives and all that. I mean, that takes some planning there.
Yeah, yeah. And they actually, the IRS and the different programs, they will look at all that. You know, did you try and get assets off your balance sheet?
Yep.
So they look at all that. So, you know, there are different things in terms of the long-term care side. I'll give a couple quick examples. You know, one is you can purchase just a traditional everyday long-term care policy that's out there. That what it is you pay a premium and it creates a bucket of money for you to withdraw from to cover those costs. It's usually the easiest option to qualify for and the least expensive option. But I hear two primary complaints from people out there, and that is that, you know, Kyle, if I pay into one of those policies, if I don't use it, I've paid for something that I'm never going to get back. And then my premiums tend to go up every several years. I hear those complaints all the time. And so we have a long-term care specialist in our office, again, that someone can talk with. But one of the things that the insurance companies have done over the last several years is start to create a hybrid policy, which is a combination of long-term care and life insurance. And so that if you never use that policy, you have the life insurance component that's going to get paid out to your family, your spouse, whomever that would be. So you are going to get something back.
Right.
So there are a number of different options out there. And if you need the long-term care component, what they do is they start advancing you your death benefit, that part of the life insurance up front. They start advancing, and you start getting a portion of that, a check every month. And that can certainly be a way to go. But it's certainly something that most families need to look at. And during retirement, you know, what we really work to do as we head into retirement is look at different risks that are there. What risks do you have if taxes go up? What risk do you have when it comes to maintaining your current lifestyle if the stock market all of a sudden takes a big drop? What risk do we have if your health were to decline? You know, we're going to look at all these different things. These are, you know, certainly areas of discussion that we have to figure out how do we manage that risk as retirement comes around so that we can maintain that lifestyle, we can maintain just the quality of life that we're looking for, and not have to be dependent on our family to take care of us. We don't want to be a burden on them. So these are all discussions that we have, you know, when we sit down with clients.
Absolutely. Very few things go well without proper planning. And I'm telling you, this area of long-term care needs to be a part of your retirement plan. Kyle and his firm and his team can help you at 303-780-7350, 303-780-7350. When we come back, we're going to finish up on this topic, and we'll talk a little bit about our defensive money management with Kyle O'Dell. We'll be right back.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it. But that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works. And before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford. And the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, Money Beliefs versus Money Realities with our good friend Kyle Odell. Once again, Kyle's number 303-780-7350, and you can check out their website, owrsfirm.com. So, Kyle, we were just kind of talking to break just to finish up on this topic here. You look at the types of facilities that are out there today, and boy, it doesn't seem like you can turn a corner without seeing one that's there or one being built. It's expensive, man. You better have a plan.
Right, right. No, yeah, when it comes to that extended care, the long-term care, nursing home, you know, in some of these places, you know, I think we have an association, we've talked, you know, talked about it, where when I think of a nursing home, I think back to my great-grandparents years and years ago, seeing them there, and I'm mm-hmm. thinking,
yuck.
This is like Rikers Island. This is just not, this is a bad place, you know?
Sterile-looking in hospital-type
right.
environment.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. There's a pillow in the corner. Put it on my head.
Yeah.
So, you know, the places now, you know, so many of them are, you know, retirement maintenance free type communities, places you can just go have, you know, fun, mm-hmm. if you will. But they also can provide that medical care. And yeah, I mean, it, you know, $7,000-$10,000 a month is typically what you're going to spend. And so if you don't have a plan in place, you know, some people are fortunate enough to write a check for that. And, you know, we've got plenty of clients that are in that spot. But, you know, others, we need to have a plan, whether that is looking at, do we sell the house one day to take care of that cost? Do we do a reverse mortgage? You know, what are our options? How do we create a cash flow coming in to cover $8,000 or $10,000 in expenses every month 20 years from now?
Yeah.
When that's going to be potentially
sure.
$20,000 or $25,000 or $30,000 a month. That's a lot of money. It's a serious amount. So yeah, that's where a plan certainly comes into play.
Right. You know, for the couple of years we've been doing this show, you've always used a certain term, and I liked it. It's defensive strategy a little bit.
Yes.
With the way you guys do. So defensive money management. So yep. Let's talk about that a little bit.
You know, one of the conversations we have with a lot of our clients is that, you know, when you're first getting into retirement, so I'm going to try and build a picture here for a moment. When we're first heading into retirement, the last thing that you can afford for most families is to have a large market downturn in those first 10 or 15 years of retirement. Because if all of a sudden the stock market takes a big drop and wipes out, let's say, half of your portfolio within those first 10 years, now you just went, if we use a picture here, you went from $1 million down to $500,000. Now we need that $500,000 to last the next 20 or 30 years. That's much more difficult to have happen. And so when we're looking at a retirement situation, what we really want to do is manage risk in that first 10 to 15 year period. That if we can get 10 or 15 years into retirement and not have any significant losses, then we, at that point, can have a conversation and say, Scott, well, you know, at this point, do you want to keep your risk levels the same and continue to really manage this risk? Because we've done a good job, hopefully, at that point. Or do we want to take more risk? Because now that we're age 75 or whatever that may be, or 80 years old, we can actually take on more risk if we want, because we've maintained that portfolio, hopefully continued to grow it, and we don't need to. Now we're looking at more of an estate planning play, passing money on to heirs and so forth. The odds of us running out of money or really getting hurt financially are much, much, much less.
Right.
And so it's that first 10 to 15 years during retirement where we want to manage risk. And so often families automatically, when we think about managing risk, they think about lower rates of return. Rates of return and risk are completely different things. Those are apples and oranges. Just because we're going to manage risk does not mean we're going to decrease that rate of return necessarily. But we want to have that, you know, create a, you know, the analogy I always give everyone is, you know, who's, hopefully no one is listening to us right now driving down the road without a seatbelt on.
Yeah.
I know there's somebody, there's someone, right? But what we want to do here is basically put a seatbelt on when it comes to managing that risk. I ask families all the time, what are you doing differently with your portfolio today that you were doing in 2008? And most of the time, nothing.
Nothing.
Right? So all we want to do is add a seatbelt there. It's just, it doesn't guarantee anything. You know, it depends on the investments we use. Some investments have guarantees on no loss, but depends on what we're doing. Some do, some don't. But we want to work to add a seatbelt, add another layer of where we're managing risk so that we don't get hurt quite as badly if and when the market were to take another big drop.
Mm-hmm. When you have clients that come in, and we've talked about this before, I don't know if there is a sicker feeling in all the world than losing money, okay? Mm-hmm. So we all want to have that money, and we'd love to see it grow.
Yep.
But also, as you say, just to protect it is key.
Yep.
And I'm afraid there's a lot of other types of financial quote, I'm doing air quotes, financial planners out there that, you know what, hey, I give my part of it and kind of what happens, happens. And
sure.
Just throw everybody into one deal and see what happens.
Yeah. You know, and that's why, you know, years ago I, you know, resigned from the big firm that I was, you know, originally started off in this industry and started our company that, you know, because I did not want to have those conversations with clients anymore. I was tired of being told what portfolios to put people in, you know? So now, you know, being a fiduciary and holding that license that I have, you know, my job is to work with families, to help them to decrease that risk, to do my best to decrease their fees, but also along the way, help them to maintain and have a nice rate of return over time. You know, I've got a responsibility to do those things. And so there's conversations that we'll have when it comes to looking at, you know, all kinds of things, such as alternatives to bonds, you know, because bonds right now aren't, you know, it depends how that portfolio is put together, but most families use bonds. They think that bonds, you know, I ask them all the time, why do you have a bond? What's the purpose? And they'll say, well, diversification, safety. There's nothing necessarily safe about a bond. It diversifies you, but it doesn't mean that it's safe. The purpose of a bond is to produce income. And right now, most bonds are not producing it, you know, that great of yield to give you a great, you know, income off of that. So what are some alternatives? And those are conversations we would have. One of the things I'd like to do today is actually give away three copies of a book that I co-authored. The name of the book is What You Don't Know About Retirement Income Can Hurt You. And in here, you know, the book has a couple different sections. It talks about, you know, retirement accumulation and distribution. What are some ideas? We had a couple of chapters written by, you know, a couple of CFPs and some people that are just absolutely fantastic in our industry. We have another couple chapters written about creating lifetime income. I wrote an article, one of the chapters, about understanding qualified plans. So those are 401ks and IRAs. There was another chapter I wrote about how to manage your tax brackets during retirement, how to have a tax-efficient retirement income. There's another chapter on the implications of healthcare and long-term care and so forth. There's another one on another couple of chapters on that a couple of advisors wrote on how do you use your real estate, manage real estate during retirement, and how does a reverse mortgage work? So this is a book that I co-authored a couple chapters in here, but it covers a lot of different topics during retirement that we all need to be more informed about. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give away five copies of this today.
Five, okay.
Five, yep. Right. So for anyone that calls our office, which is 303-780-7350, and they can call in and ask to, they can talk with Peggy or Kelly, either one. They'll give basically jot down your info, and we'll mail out a book to you, and I'll send you a signed copy. But call in our office today, and we'll give out a couple of those copies.
Call now, 303-780-7350. What you don't know about retirement income can hurt you. And, again, great offer there. You know, real quick, you talk about these things like, I think every area of financial planning, there's misinformation and misconceptions, whether you're talking about annuities, bonds, IRAs, whatever. I mean, probably a lot of people sit across your desk from you, and then you tell them something about annuities, IRAs, or bonds, and they go, well, that's not what I've been told.
Right.
I mean, probably everything.
Right. All the time. All the time. You know, I have families come in all the time thinking, here's one just about IRAs, a simple one. So I think a Roth IRA is one of the most underutilized investments that's out there. It's fantastic. It has two primary rules. As long as you're 59 and a half years old and you've had a Roth IRA, any Roth IRA for 5 years, then you can access any Roth IRA that you have tax-free. Never pay taxes on it. And most families think that they're under a misconception. Well, Kyle, the only way I can get money into that is to contribute money. So meaning you have to have earned income. You have to have a job. And that's one way to, there's one way, which is contributing. The other is converting. So you have money over here sitting in a 401k or an IRA or whatever that may be. You can convert money over to a Roth. Mm-hmm. Now you have to pay taxes when you do it, but it can be a great way to go ahead and pay the tax now. Because when we look at it, our tax system, taxes probably right now are on sale. They're about as low as we're ever going to see. Right. Probably. Okay. Have to keep saying probably. Okay. I mean, maybe, you know, Trump Jr. runs for election one day and somehow figures out how to lower the tax code right. even further. I don't know. Right. Who knows, right? But what we do know is that taxes are historically low and they probably are not going down. They have to go up at some point in the future, somehow, some way. We have to get taxed, you know, in some way. So with that, do you go ahead and pay the tax now and get that money out of there and put it in a Roth so you never pay taxes on it again? There are ways to get money into a Roth. I think one of the big misconceptions is families are thinking, well, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to get that money over there. And that's one of our specialties is just showing families how to do that.
Again, Kyle's kind enough to give away five copies of his book here. What You Don't Know About Retirement Income Can Hurt You. Call 303-780-7350. As for Kelly or Peggy, and they will get you a copy. Just mention you heard Kyle here on Haystack Help Radio. Their website, owrsfirm.com. Kyle, great information, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol. From predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley. Now joined along with Marie Christine. How are you, ma'am?
Doing great. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. I want that July 4th on a Friday, though. Every year.
It will be. Just wait a couple more years. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Independence Day, the first Friday of July. That'd be a great deal. Dr. Stedman joins us now. How are you, Doc?
I'm good. How are you two doing?
We're doing great, bud. Did you have a good holiday and a good weekend?
I did. I had a nice vacation in Winter Park and enjoyed the mountains.
All right. Did you catch some fish?
I did.
All right. You got to send me a picture. We'll put you on the Sportsman of Colorado Bragging Gallery.
All right. I'll send it over.
Okay. Dr. Shane Stedman is with us, Integrated Health Systems. And check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. Well, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about something that I was not even familiar with, and you gave us a term for it called SIBO. I guess I'm saying that correctly, S-I-B-O, which stands for Small Intestinal Bacterial Overgrowth. I cannot think of a better topic for lunch than this, Marie.
Doesn't sound good, whatever it is. Okay.
So, educate us a little bit about this.
All right. Well, first, so SIBO is good. Everybody else calls it SIBO.
SIBO. Okay. Hey, we'll go SIBO.
No, but it's good. It's definitely a newer concept. Maybe over the past couple of years, it really started kind of blowing up and gaining a lot of ground. But it really explains what a lot of people are struggling with when they get the bloating and distension in their stomach. So very often, people will talk about being so bloated that they look like they're pregnant.
Ouch, that sounds painful.
Well, and it is. I mean, it's definitely very uncomfortable. Their back hurts, but it's really common. This is not a, like, oh, this is a rare condition. This is something that we hear day in and day out. And what kind of, some of your signs are, some of the indicators that you're kind of dealing more with the SIBO, and I got to definitely explain what that is that you might wake up in the morning and you're doing pretty well, but as the day goes on, you just get a little bit more bloated and more bloated. And then by the end of the day, you kind of look like you're a little bit pregnant. You know, usually about, most patients say about 7 months pregnant, right? Their belly just kind of sticks out and they're like, what's wrong with me? What's even more stressful is that it can happen by eating a healthy diet.
Really?
So it's not necessarily, oh, you ate bad food and that's what made you bloated. It can also be caused by eating a healthy diet, which means I got to explain what this puppy is.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can eat healthy and get it, then what does cause it?
Absolutely. So everybody has bacteria that's in the large intestines. So your large intestines is kind of where you absorb water and you'll transfer some of your nutrients and do things like that. And you have all your natural flora or your good bacteria that are in the large intestines. And we were kind of mentioning last time that, you know, they play so many different roles and they're looking at these bacteria going, oh my gosh, you know, they do so many different things in the body. They actually can trigger parts of the brain, the immune system, the endocrine system, and all sorts of things. So they're really starting to look at these bacteria. Well, if your digestion is slow or sluggish, then what happens is the bacteria in the large intestines, they go upstream and they move into the small intestines.
And they're not supposed to be in the small intestine, right?
No way. So that's why they call it small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. So they're swimming upstream because you're not moving your bowels fast enough or efficiently to keep everything down towards the bottom.
Interesting.
So now you got these bacteria and they feed on the food you eat. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do. So you have this really awesome salad with a lot of veggies and you're doing some really healthy things, and then you get done with lunch and you're like, why am I so incredibly bloated? Well, it's because the bacteria, they love to, they feed on the fiber. And when they feed on the fiber, which is what they're supposed to do, then like everything, we have waste products. So they release a gas, and they release either methane or hydrogen gas. And that's what creates the bloated. So you're kind of feeding these bacteria and they release a lot of gas and you just get bloated. And then usually as you sleep, it goes back down. And then when you wake up in the morning, you're fine. But then you have breakfast and lunch and dinner. And the more that you eat, the more that you feed them and the more that gas they produce, the more bloated you get. So people that tend to do well in the morning, they get bloated more and more by the end of the day, or they get bloated after meals. It's usually a good indicator they might have SIBO.
So when you talk about the bacteria, it's ideally supposed to be in that lower intestine. And when it eats the fiber down there and creates gas, that doesn't cause a problem?
Well, so your small intestines breaks down most of that food. So when you have protein and fat and carbohydrates, that's actually a lot of it's broken down in the small intestines. So we actually release things called lipase, which breaks down fat, and protease, which breaks down protein, and amylase, which breaks down fiber. So all these things are kind of broken down. So by the time they get to the large intestines, you've already kind of mixed and churned and broken down and digested. And so you say, okay, here's all the leftover food, and they have enough to do what they're supposed to do. But when they sit up top in that small intestines, it's like they have a buffet. It's like, look at all this fiber and all this protein at my disposal. and they just break it down, and then they produce a gas. And so in your small intestines is not as big, and it's right underneath your rib cage, kind of in that little space in between your rib cage. And that's where people talk about the bloating. And so it's just, that's why you look like you're pregnant. So they're sitting up there in the small intestines.
I see. So when it's all doing its job down in the lower intestine, you have more space for things to move around. We don't want to get too graphic and gross here on the radio, but this is an important topic. It really is. It's worth talking about. Just a quick anecdote about people with gas and bloating. You should not ignore it, in my opinion, because my aunt was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, stage 3, and that was her number one symptom, was gas and bloating. She ignored it for a long time. Mm-hmm. Thank God she's okay today. She was one of the 20% that survived. But, I mean, those symptoms are serious enough that you do need to call Dr. Stedman. Am I saying that right?
Absolutely. You know, and we talk about this all the time on the radio, and I think that's a good little tangent that we'll come back to it, but that's a great little tangent because gas and bloating... When somebody has gas and bloating, you have to figure out what the cause is. You know, we always talk about the cause. But I've actually had a couple patients that had gas and bloating, and it was due to ovarian cancer as well. You know, so it shouldn't be ignored. You know, and sometimes it's really simple. You know, it's just SIBO, you know, and I make it sound like, oh, it's just simple. You know, there's a whole kind of protocol and things you got to look for. But sometimes it could be a food allergy. Sometimes it's the bacteria. Sometimes it's stress. But sometimes it could be something more serious. So it's always good to not ignore things and say, let's figure it out and let's go from there.
And really, that's with anything medical. I mean, you're getting headaches you normally don't have, your body aches, whatever. Don't ignore it.
Yeah, and I think people get in this mode where they just accept the status quo, and that's what integrated health systems is there for, right, Dr. Stedman? You don't want people to stay uncomfortable.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I think there's too many people that I think also get placed on medications, and there's not an investigative piece to it, you know? And I think just kind of living with it or we hear a lot of patients, oh, it's just part of getting older. And even, unfortunately, I've heard this from a lot of patients that their doctor even said, oh, this is just part of the aging process. And it's not. You know, so you should always get things checked out. Find a doctor who's willing to investigate your solution or your conditions and try to find a solution, you know, to the problem.
So, exactly.
Like, that's our little tangent, but always.
So that's how we can get it. Now, how do we avoid it?
So, all right, so here's a couple of things. So when we talk about causes, so let's talk about the cause of SIBO. So we know that it's the bacteria that goes from the large intestines to the small. But I said this earlier, the very first statement is when your digestion slows down. So now you have to say, well, why is your digestion slowing down? And that one of the number one things, and we talked about it a couple of times on the show, but one of the number one things that causes your digestion to slow down is hypothyroidism. So most patients with thyroid disorders usually have constipation. So you see that slowing down. So really kind of the question then becomes, what can cause constipation? Well, stress and hypothyroid and inflammation, those are some of the big, big things. So if you're dealing with constipation, then we know that your digestive tract is slowed down in the movement. So that's going to enable the bacteria to go upstream. And so if you look at kind of over the patient population that we see, but this is most everybody out there, there's a lot of people with chronic constipation. You look at the amount of people taking laxatives, or they drink coffee to go to the bathroom, or they're doing enemas, or they're doing over-the-counter laxatives, or they're doing Senna, which is an herb. You know, there's a lot of this that's being sold, so it tells you how many people have constipation.
No, I mean, you can go to the counter, I mean, at a Walgreens, and dude, the aisles are filled, I mean, shelves.
I see those Metamucil things that are about, what, a gallon of that powdered Metamucil? Yeah, it's a big industry.
It is. So it tells you how many people have chronic constipation. So now we have to find out what's causing that. So that really starts to tell you how many people have this SIBO thing. And kind of when that exploded, that was really great for a lot of the practitioners because they're like, oh, that makes sense why I can't seem to get you better. Because if you don't get those bacteria back down into the large intestines, there's really no hope to get better because they're just, I mean, why would you want to go back down? You have this buffet in front of you.
They're feasting when they're not supposed to be.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you this for a break here. Are there other side things that can come along with this, you know, neurologically and muscular wise?
And I know we've kind of chatted back and forth, and it's, you know, some of the research that's coming out that's talking about GI disorders and depression or GI disorders and anxiety, you know, so there is some of that that can be there. You know, it almost becomes like you said, almost like a side effect. Mm-hmm. You know, people have all this bloating, but it's hard to know, like, if you have bloating every single day and you get the frustration and the depression from it. I mean, people live with this every single day. It's crazy what we hear, you know? So, you know, it's hard to know, like, how much of that is just depressed because you can't wear a swimsuit or you don't fit into clothes or you don't want to fit into your nice dress and go out in the evening because you look like you're pregnant. You know, all those little things kind of become like the side effect. So, I mean, directly, it's hard to know how much it's going to affect, like, directly, like, the neurologic or muscles. But, man, when you're feeling like that all the time, your energy goes down, your mental status goes down, you get a lot of brain fog, and you're just feeling crappy all the time.
And that's something we've learned from you, Dr. Stedman, every week on this show. Everything in your body is connected.
Everything.
Everything. Connected to what we eat. Mm-hmm. Every time.
I know.
Dr. Shane Stedman is with us, 303-781-5617, integratedhealthdenver.com. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Medicare. There are so many questions. What to enroll in and what coverage will be best for you? Figuring out when to enroll. Where can you go to get all of your questions answered? That's easy. GIA Insurance. Since 1984, Group Insurance Analyst has been helping folks just like you. No gimmicks or fees, just honest help and guidance. Avoiding the most common mistakes in Medicare can make the difference between having good financial and health security or not. Perhaps the biggest mistake you can make is assuming that your health insurance will stay the same when you turn 65. Don't wait. Call the Medicare Help Team at GIA Insurance, 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or stop by at 9195 West 44th Avenue in Wheat Ridge. GIA Insurance is an official Haystack Help Registered company and a member of SeniorResourceOfColorado.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Glad to have you with us today. Thanks for joining us on KLZ 560. And we are talking with Dr. Shane Stedman of Integrated Health Systems about tummy troubles. And his number... Remember, you get a free consultation when you mention Haystack Help Radio. Please take advantage of that. 303-781-5617. And Integrated Health Systems is here in Englewood, not too far from the station in Aurora. So, Dr. Stedman, we were just talking about tummy troubles, gas and bloating, and how you can even have them when you're eating well. So then, if you're already eating well, how do you improve the situation?
So the first thing that we have to do, or anybody, is try to figure out why do you have, you know, constipation or low or kind of a decreased bowel movement. So like everybody should have, oh my gosh, 1, 2, maybe 3 a day. And it's kind of, I would say like the average that most people have is like 2, 3 is kind of good. But if you or somebody you know is like, you know, not going to the bathroom maybe once a day, and there's kind of different levels of constipation too. I mean, we can get on to like poop, I guess, but you know, there's different levels of constipation. You know, most people think about like straining, you know, and sitting there forever. But if you're going to the bathroom maybe once a day, that's also considered constipation. So you're not moving things. So things kind of go through your system about 18 hours. You know, so if you're having 3 big meals a day, then you should have 2 to 3 big bowel movements a day. And it's kind of general rule of thumb. So you got to find out why you're having some constipation issues. Like we talked about, it could be stress, it could be thyroid, it could be the food you eat, it could be some inflammation, there could be some autoimmune diseases going on in the gut, like celiac or ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, all those different things. The second thing that we have to do is we have to go back in, and what they do is they use what's called a prokinetic. So there's actually herbs, and there's actually medications that do this too, but we try to use the herbs that actually help to get your bowels moving. So we're going to try to get all the small bacteria, or the bacteria in the small intestines, back down to the large.
And that was called a prokinetic, you said?
They call it a prokinetic. So kinetics like movement. So trying to do things that stimulate your bowel movements, you know, to so you can go to the bathroom more often.
What would be an example of a prokinetic?
You know, funny enough, like a serotonin, like 5-HTP serotonin support. Your digestive tract uses a ton of serotonin, so actually using like a 5-HTP can be beneficial. We use a product in our office called like Multi Pro, and it has like different herbs and things that actually help to get the bowels moving again.
And that's just a natural dietary supplement?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Absolutely.
So, Dr. Seven, what would you say? Go ahead.
There's three things. Third thing is then we have to kill off all the extra. So you have all those bacteria, but we got to start killing them off. And so we can use things like oregano oil. There's different types of antibacterial types of herbs. So we always try to find out the cause. We try to get your bowels moving again, and then we try to kill off all the excess bacteria that are in the small intestines. You know, so if those are kind of the main things that we try to do, and everybody's a little bit different, and then there's actually foods. There's kind of a diet plan that goes with it, which is called a FODMAP diet, which is FODMAP. So a FODMAP diet is like a low fructose diet, because fructose feeds the bacteria. So you have certain vegetables that have fructose, like onions and garlic. Those certain foods actually will feed them even more. So we do a low FODMAP diet, and then we use prokinetics. So we try to kill off the extra.
That's so interesting. First of all, we were talking about in the last show trying to feed and multiply that bacteria. Now we're talking about killing it when it's in the wrong place. But it's interesting. You can be eating quote-unquote healthy foods, but they might be the wrong healthy foods for you. Am I saying that right?
Unless you're saying that exactly right. This is what makes sometimes this job difficult, is some people need to eat foods that don't feed bacteria, and other people need to eat foods that feed the bacteria. So it really depends on what the heck is going on with your digestive system. It really depends on which way we're going to go.
Well, garlic, onions, it'll help your friend list deteriorate. yeah, for sure. Real quick, do you see this mainly in adults, or is it possible to see it in kids?
You know, we see it mainly in adults, and I think that's because of stress and thyroid issues, you know, all these things that we kind of, you know, the baggage that we kind of have as adults, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that life is stressful, and there's a lot of things that happen, and so that seems to be the bigger things. You do see it in kids sometimes, if you see kids with some thyroid disorders, or another big thing that's starting to pop up is concussions, and we've talked about this on the show too, where if you have a concussion, they're actually linking concussions to digestive issues. So you could see a kid that had a concussion, and then after that they're dealing with SIBO and bloating as a result.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's another example of how your gut is so connected to your brain, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is.
So what would you say to our listeners in maybe a red flag if you are using, you know, over-the-counter type medications or things to help you to go more regular, if you're doing that once a week, I mean, more than two times a month, whatever, and maybe people have been doing that for years and they're just living that way. But what would you say? Hey, if you're doing this much, you should give us a call.
You know, nobody should be using laxatives, you know, unless there's some kind of medical need for it. But if you're using laxatives on your own, then that's where you need to come see us. If you look like you're pregnant by the end of the day, you need to come see us. If you eat a salad and it bloats you, you need to come see us. Those are things that can be pretty simple to rectify. We just have to figure out what's causing it. But you should be going to the bathroom 2 to 3 times a day, you know, pretty regularly. You know, if anybody's ever seen their dog go to the bathroom, it should look the same way. You know, and if you're not seeing that every single day,
it hurts my legs when I squat like that.
Probably looks funny for your neighbors, yeah. Too.
Oh, man, we just went guy humor direction here.
All right, yeah, exactly. Oh, man. Well, I tell you
So if you're squatting like Scott, then come in here.
Right. Oh, man. Well, I tell you, it is a extremely serious subject that a lot of folks suffer with this. And I'm just telling you, we say this all the time, but Dr. Stedman can help you, I would say, 98% of the time. And that's me saying that, not him saying that, but I'm telling you, as you can tell, man knows what he's talking about and does a great job, has helped us in numerous type things and my wife. And I'm telling you, he knows what he's doing. And if you're sick and tired of being tired and sick, give him a call. 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617, integratedhealthdenver.com. Dr. Stedman, thanks so much. Man, we got a lot to still go through here in the coming show, so we appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right, thank you. Marie, thank you.
He always gives us a lot to chew on.
Man, Scott, I'm telling you, it does make me not hungry for about an hour or two after our show. All right, thanks for being with us today. Thank you, Marie. And again, Dr. Stedman's number, 303-781-5617. Hope you have a great day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.